Good morning. It is 9:08 a.m. We are here today, September 14, 2023, via Zoom meeting for the status hearing of OPAPA 23002, John Dell International Inc., DBA, JMI Edison versus the Guam International Airport Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Joseph B. McDonald. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Tirza Begana. Will appellant JMI please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. This is Joshua Walsh for the appellant, JMI Edison.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GIAA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. William Brennan from the Areola Law Firm for the AB Guam, Guam International Airport Authority. No management representative will be present for today's status hearing. Thank you.
Thank you. Will Interested Party Aircraft Services International Inc., DBA Menzies Aviation, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record? I think you're on mute, Mr. Johnson.
Sorry, Mars Johnson, for Menzies Aviation.
Thank you. May proceed.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning, sir.
Were you guys able to consult with each other on best for and witnesses?
If I could be heard on that first, I wanted to say thank you. I'm sorry about the Joe's illness. Nothing to do about that. I'm sorry. Mr. Brennan had sent around some dates that worked for his witnesses, I think, or dates in the first week of October, I thought it was, Mr. Brennan.
Second
week of October. Yeah. That either one of those is fine with us. We're available then. There's been some discussion on email, Mr. McDonald.
Okay. So what are those dates? So we can just.
Sure. So the executive manager of the airport left on September 13th for a travel that was unplanned as of the last hearing, which I advised the parties of last week. He returns, I think the week of October 6th through 10th. And then the deputy executive manager, who's listed by both the airport and JMI, returns similarly that week. And we're just anticipating, due to their workload, sorry, the 2nd through the 6th of October, that they'll be pretty booked that week. So I've asked them to be prepared for a hearing, potentially in person, in the week of the 9th through the 13th, if that was convenient to the OPA. And I gave notice to the other parties of that week.
Okay. OPA staff, how does that look like the week of October 9th for you guys?
I am actually unavailable 9th and 10th.
You're okay. So we're talking about 11th, 12th, and 13th. Would that still be available, Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Just okay. And Mr. Walsh?
Yes, my suggestion was going to be the 12th and 13th. Just keep the Thursday, Friday like we were doing this week and do it if nobody's objecting to being in a hearing on Friday the 13th.
And on a high note, right?
Well, I think we were confident that with the binders and things, we'll be able to get done in the 2 days. So, yeah, we might have to end on that Friday the 13th.
Okay, I'm sure, Mr. Brennan, you're going to have a spirited defense. Is 2 days going to be sufficient?
Yes, I don't. I mean, I think, I think that's fine. It just depends on how long JMI's case, because I noticed they had listed the same witnesses as we had, so we might be able to get some of it done in just one pass.
Mr. Johnson?
I think that should
two
be
days?
Sufficient.
Okay. Now, you guys are free to submit, of course, any agreed upon factual stipulations so that we have fewer issues. If that's going to help, you know, to move matters along during the hearing and move the proof along during the hearing. But the 12th and the 13th going once, going twice.
I just have one note. Sorry. The dates are supposedly good, but, Just like what happened at the last sort of pre-hearing conference, I can tentatively confirm, but there, you know, the management of the airport schedule, particularly the EM, is pretty fluid. So what happened was I received word like last week, Thursday, that he was going off island on Tuesday for airline meeting. So if we could also reserve, you know, the ability to call him via Zoom, they're informed that they're,
I'm going to leave that up to the examining attorneys who may, pursuant to authority under the rules, issue a subpoena for. I thought you guys were going to work this all out. So, I mean, if it's better than Mr. Walsh or Mr. Johnson, if you intend on calling that witness to compel their attendance to subpoena, otherwise this may come up again. I want to have this hearing soon, guys. And put this one to bed. It's an emergency procurement. So let's treat it like an emergency.
Mr. Hearing Officer, I will just add, though, that we did have supposed to happen today and tomorrow. We were coming to an agreement on the Zoom and not Mr. Brennan's client, an executive director. I think the only people that I've talked to that probably will need subpoenas are the licensing board personnel. I spoke with Mr. Botha, and he did not seem confident in those witnesses. So I may be contacting Mr. Hernandez about getting subpoenas for those. But in terms of the airport personnel, the parties were working on our own email to make sure that we accommodated Zoom if need be. And where I'm sitting right now, I think, you know, if it's the executive manager's away, I don't think we're going to need him physically present. I think it just comes down to whether or not some of the other folks on the list. But if Mr. Brennan finds out they're unavailable, we'll deal with it next week.
I think so. You know, I think the preference of the OPA is to have in-person testimony. And that also helps, you know, with the overall judgment of veracity, et cetera. So we're going to insist on that, I think. And, you know, I've been asking you guys to sort of like self-resolve this amongst yourselves. But, you know, if I have to put a date down, I will. So that we can get this over with. But do we want to stick with the 13th and the 12th, or do we want to 12th and 13th? Yes.
I'd like to, yeah.
Okay.
We'd like to, yes.
Okay. All right. So I think then we have our direction, OPA staff. We're going to hold this 10 o'clock, was it, that we started?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, beginning on October 12th, 2023, and continuing if necessary into and beginning on 9 o'clock on the 13th of October, a Friday, for 2 days of this for this hearing. Okay.
And we just asked that, I mean, if obviously we do want in person, but if the parties are agreeing to a specific witness to do Zoom, if you let us know, because we do have to set up the logistics for it. So just give us some ample time if that happens.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. All right. So I guess if it's unavoidable, then and we're going to try to get this done on the 12th and the 13th. Okay. Otherwise, everything else is good?
Yes, yeah. Everything else is fine. I just had one quick question. Given the fact that the exhibit lists and the witness lists were submitted at the beginning of August, and it's now going to be October 13th and 12th when we're holding this hearing, is the hearing officer open to maybe allowing us to supplement our witness or exhibit lists? If there's anything else? Yeah. Okay.
Of course, all the way up until the time of the hearing, you know, if necessary, but we'd like to have them fixed, right?
Yes.
As much as possible, so there's no surprise to the litigants, of course.
Can I? Okay. I have no objection to that, of course, but perhaps maybe we could just agree on maybe a deadline of the week before, you know, sort of like a pre-trial conference. I mean, I don't be wise for anybody to have a new witness that doesn't appear on any list that shows up on the day of.
Yeah, 7 days before sounds fine to me.
Okay, cool.
Like usual.
Okay, let's go ahead and stick that also into the order. Jared, any supplemental witness and exhibit lists to be filed 1 week in advance?
So September by October 5th?
Yeah, and we have the binders ready. I sent around the cost for printing as well, if the parties want a copy of their own, but I have a copy for the OPA and for the witnesses, and then the electronic was produced previously. So I can have those delivered shortly, Mr. Hernandez.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other matters from the parties?
Thank you all for the help here with moving the date.
Okay. Well, we hope that that all goes well with Mr. Rosano.
He's got to get another booster, I guess.
Okay. Ouch. All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Goodbye, everyone. Thank you, Jerry.
We're off the record at 9:20 a.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.